my friends, this is Gosha from Cosmic Agency. This video will be a combination of different chats with Svaru and also with Aneka. As you know, these little video updates I make are usually mostly just to present different parts of the conversations with them, with Taiketans, with Svaru, or whoever wishes to chat with us. The topics that, you know, they are just short and maybe they didn't get enough context to be presented in this separate video. So these videos that I make are for that. I'm explaining this to maybe some new subscribers. So today also is going to be a mix of different chats, different parts of the conversations. It's not going to be one specific topic. Different things. Different interesting things. Please stay tuned for the next part, for the second part of this video, because I think it's going to be the most interesting part and the longest part, when I will talk about the internet and the quantum computers that they use and the predictions of the future and how they can actually, with their data, predict, in a way, the future. Okay, let's call it that way. You'll understand more as I share it with you very soon. So let's start with this comment, actually, that someone made in the Spanish channel. And it's a subscriber who has been following the material for a very long time in a Spanish channel. And he actually shared a comment which I loved. I don't know who that person is. I don't have the name written down. I don't know why. I'm very sorry. But thank you, anonymous, mysterious subscriber who shared this, okay? And this is exactly how I feel Svaru's information works. For some time now, I have had these sensations of inner sensibility, of the awakening, that will surely be happening to many of us. But this time, what I felt was stronger and clearer. And the phrase, "You have everything to get out of this matrix," immediately came to my mind, and it was at that moment that I understood. All this time, we were receiving information about technologies, ascension, races, stellar navigation, etc. And it is quite clear that it sounds very interesting in a literal sense, but at the same time, we were always told, be open to feel how it resonates. It's not only about the logical information. There is something else here. It is a hidden meta-information. And that resonance is waking up, is showing, this signaling the exit door from the matrix. And above all, without skipping any Federation directives, the secret is there. What we have to do is review all the information again and feel it introspectively, because inside, there is a passport, my friends. Thank you so much for this comment. Amazing. This is exactly how I also feel Svaru's information functions. It's not just about giving the intellectual information that we understand with our intellectual capacities, but also it sneaks in and we absorb it in a much more subtle way inside. And with that, it breaks something, it shifts paradigms, it breaks the reality, it gets us and liberates us out of this matrix. Because the way out of the matrix, like I always say, is within you, is within your own mind. And like it says here, it happens without skipping any official Federation directives, no, because they cannot officially intervene to get us out of here. It has to be our inner work. Well, this is how exactly the information comes from Svaru works. It breaks something inside and it liberates us inside. So we ourselves can get out of the matrix on our own accord. Okay, so next point. This is a very short question that actually Robert has had to Svaru, because as you know, or maybe not, right now me and Robert are in our work sessions usually together, because I don't have much time. Svaru now is alone doing all this, so we are doing this together. So this is a question from one of his subscribers. Why do the beings from 4D say to be archangels Miguel, this is Spanish, Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, etc. Well, first of all, the beings from the 4D are manipulative and liars, basically, so we have to be very careful with that. There is a whole zoo out there in the astral realm, as Varu said. But now, the archangels, archangels Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, all these people, because they are actually people, exist. And according to Svaru, those are real Catholic. This, you know, they were designed. Well, they were used by Catholics in the Bible, but they are actual real Hashmalim, biblical archangels of fifth density, mostly from Taygeta. So most of these biblical angels and archangels are actually Taygetan special task force. Hashmalim, it's like a special range, rank within their forces. They are you know, specially trained for specific operations, specific functions. So that's that. Maybe I will deepen the subject at some other point. Now, here also, someone from Robert's channel asked this question. What is the easiest and fastest way to delete blocks from the subconscious in this present life and from other lives? Yes, because as Varu has stated, what creates our reality, what manifests our reality, is not just what we consciously produce with our thoughts and intentions and our frequency, but also what's there in our subconscious and even unconscious. So, you know, our being is a large and multi-layer being, and it's not just what we see that creates the reality in our conscious mind. So how do we then delete those blocks from the subconscious mind, right? And also from other lifetimes. How do we get into that? We don't have a memory. Well, first of all, Svaru responds here. First, it would be to identify them. Right, that's the difficult part. To identify them first. To understand where they come from and why. A lot of shadow work is encouraged to be done in this area. Observe what triggers them. So a lot of observations, auto-inspection to see what triggers them. Then, with the intention and willpower, consciously suppress unwanted behavior with the use of repetition. Imaginative meditation, where once again you visualize an alternative and positive reaction to what triggered the negative reaction. This will lead to a change in the behavior. This is a mental program based on, because we have a mental program based on the premise, okay, if this happens, then I will react this way. So another outcome must be programmed to, if this happens, that, with the use of repetition. For example, a very short example from my life. I actually don't like Christmas. It's a long story why. I used to love it, but not anymore. I actually detest it. So it's when I see the decorations and everything coming out, and it's becoming sooner and sooner each year, something very strange. I really don't like it, right? So my reaction is always, now it's coming. But, you know, I don't like to feel this way. I mean, it's a very long period of Christmas, longer and longer. So I don't want to be in this state of mind like, oh my God, I hate this. So I decided to actually try to change my reaction to that event and find a different association. Like she said, find a different positive reaction, different association. Program yourself in a different way. Now, you are the master of this. So I love LED lights. I love different lights and all that. So I decided to focus on that during the Christmas time, during the Christmas season. Oh, look at that. Beautiful lights here, beautiful lights there. Wow, amazing, beautiful purple lights over there. And look at that house all lit up. So I tried to see that. And now, for the first time, well, it started last year, I started to feel a little bit better about Christmas and actually like feel, oh, the city will be lit up. That's going to be nice. So I think that's what she means here with this, no? With this subject. But it's not easy. It's not easy to delete blocks from the past lives, especially. Okay, next point. Robert is asking, how does one get deviated from the source? Right? Because we are all source, but there are deviations. You can get farther and farther away from the source, disconnected. Well, as Baruch here says, it's a short paragraph. You could say that deviating or losing contact with the original source is self-destruction, entering a self-destructive spiral. In itself, for me, it is what characterizes evil itself. I know that evil is relative to those who perceive it, as we have already stated in some other context. But in the pure state, evil is self-destruction. It is self-destruction, because if you know there is no one but you, there is just one mind, one source in the universe, if you are evil and on the mission to do harm to another, you are basically doing harm to yourself. It's just that you are so disconnected from the source that you are not able to perceive the link that binds you to that other being, and that other being is basically you in another form and expression. So you are hurting another person, hurting another being, which is basically auto-destruction. That's what she means here, self-destruction. And then Robert is asking, but can you deviate from the source for factors external to you? Or is it all about internal factors? Well, Svaruhi responds, by external influence, yes, if they manipulate you mentally, then yes, you can get this disconnected from the source, and it happens. But if you don't want it, if you don't allow it, there is absolutely no way. You are always the one who overrides any manipulation if you are aware of it. Okay, now the next question is Matrix the artificial intelligence? Now, I have made the videos about the Matrix, and I will make another one about the lunar artificial matrix, again, with some other additional information very soon, which I found reviewing Robert's material, okay? So you'll understand much more about the lunar artificial matrix. So the question, is Matrix the artificial intelligence? Svaru responds, yes, the Matrix is AI or an AI. Robert, but is it originally from the biosphere ship called Moon by the humans? Is that where it's from? Well, Svaru responds, the Moon propitiates the frequencies to manipulate the Matrix, but it still works using the mechanisms of the original Matrix. The decoder of the Matrix is the brain, not a computer. The artificial lunar matrix only lowers the frequencies so that everything is slow and deterministic. And it also inserts and moves around insertions, the Matrix, with simple harmonics of things and of situations. And if you like this, I said love because I love that part about the Matrix and all. So if you like this part, it's going to be explained in much greater detail in very near future. Okay. The Moon is made by Andromedans. It was one of its biosphere ships. But the mechanisms have already been replaced by other races, some regressive ones at this point. Testimony of the use of ionizing reactors that Andromedans do not use. Okay, like I said, you know, these bits and pieces of conversations, for me, I'm sharing this even though maybe it needs a larger context all the time. Of course, it needs larger context, but I'm still sharing because I feel like I want to share everything. I'm going through the conversations, I'm reading, and I want to just give you everything. But the larger context, okay, soon, as I said. Okay, now this question. Asking something of the Matrix is the same as asking of the source? Interesting question. And Svaru says, yes, that's right. But ask the Matrix? I've never seen that concept before. But then Robert says, but the Matrix wouldn't put up the barriers? And she says, yes, it is true. It would put up barriers, no? However, it is the barrier itself, the matrix with its suppressing frequencies. However, the matrix, the 3D artificial matrix, still works with the same rules as the original natural matrix. They are linked. So the vibration and the law of attraction and mirrors still apply. In that case, although maybe everything is slower here in the 3D, but that barrier, the 3D barrier, can be trespassed, passed with the mind, because the separation with the source is not complete. It's never fully complete, the separation. We are the source, no matter what. In itself, I could argue that transhumanism tries to cut off all the connection with the source. That's one of the agendas, no, of the transhumanism, to disconnect us completely from the source. Because they know that there is no way they can do that, really, because our connection with the source is just indestructible. It is manipulable, but it cannot be really destructed completely. And here Robert comments, I say that AI, the regressive one, has not managed to ascend to the 5D yet. It needs transhumanism for that. And Svaru says, yes, but it does get out through tricks and portals, like clones. More about portals and more about artificial intelligence also in the near future. Robert says, so are you saying that invasive AI is in the 5D? She says, the regressive AI has tried to invade fifth density, but the same fifth density AI has served as a barrier against that regressive AI. It cuts its signal with its controllers. The good AI cuts the signal of the regressive AI with its controllers using a scalar sweep. Scalar sweep, it means multidimensional scalar. Scalar sweep of multiple frequencies with the toroidal shields of the ship. So the toroidal ships of the ship do this scalar sweep of multiple frequencies to look for any invasive AI. And with the scalar movement of different frequencies in the shields, the transmission frequency is found between the AI controller and its clones, deactivating them. And this is how they can detect the clones. And the cloning is not just a threat to us, and it's actually a big problem on Earth, but it's also a problem to them. You know, the regressive AI and the bad ones and the negative regressive races have been coming out, to the 5D through clones, using portals, etc., because they have been using portals. It's not completely possible for the Federation to keep track on what goes out using those portals. They try, but they're still in operation, these portals. Okay, now very, 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 very short here explanation about the monetary reset. Last year, there was a talk about monetary economic reset. Even Svaru said that it was actually something they were, what the Federation was looking at. It was, one of the strategies to be applied, probably. And they are still struggling. There's still struggles for control of that. There are many races involved. But as something caused by the Federation, we no longer see it as convenient, since the human population would suffer too much. On the part of the Federation, the reset, the economic reset, was phase one of the aggressive invasion of the Earth for its liberation by military means. And I had the name of the operation here, but I'm not sure I can say it, so I'd better not. So as you see, there are different strategies for the operation of the Earth, some more military than others. Svaru is on a more pacific side of things, and the economic reset was part of the phase one of that more military approach to the liberation of the Earth. That's that on that. Okay, now the next topic and the last topic and the longest topic will be the computers, holographic computers, internet, predictions of the future, how those computers can be used. So The conversation here with Svaru and Aneka starts. I say, Svaru, are you seeing something maybe with your vision of the future? Because as you know, Svaru is a visionary and time traveler. So, she might have, and she does, have access to other points and versions of herself that might have and does have information about past, future events. So I wanted to know what she can see, you know? So I'm saying, are you seeing something with your vision of the future or from the angle of your other you in another point of the spiral that has already lived through this? And Svaru responds, my mind accesses information from other planes. Information from my other versions in those other planes. And also information from the unified field, the source, in general. Something we all can do. Part of what many mistakenly call Akashic Records. She calls it unified field, the source, basically. And here I'm asking, and have you already lived the liberated Earth with Robert and I helping? And she says, well, it's not like that, Gosha, or it doesn't work that way. It's only data that enters as a precognition, but very clear. She knows more, but here at this point, she is quite diplomatic in her answer. Now, Aneka gives more information here on her computers, because she's a programmer, a computer specialist. Not our type of, well, also our type of computers, but not only. Technology geek, basically, in a good sense of this word. So she goes, our computers also give future projections that we can contrast with other data to formulate a probable outcome. It coordinates with what Svaru sees and with the projections of other races. Now Svaru responds, each one will live that which is according to what they desire, their frequency, and their prenatal intention. To what you desire, your frequency, and your prenatal intention. But remember, your desire goes beyond just your conscious desire. Even so, it is you from in there who guide your reality towards one side or another. Okay, so here I have a question, because if it's so that I am the one who guides my reality toward one side or another, in that case, what are the computer readings for? I'm asking, what are your computer readings for? You are only going to see that specific timeline. Specifically also because everybody is their own timeline. So what is exactly computer reading? Svaru says very briefly, well, it's just more data. And Aneka here contributes a little bit more and she says, and the computer readings are not cold and empty like those that come from your computers. Our computers are quantum, which means they see the future. They do not use transistors. They use nano accelerators of particles. And here I insist, but it will be just your line's future, or that whoever is operating the computer, I don't know, no, future. Everyone lives in their own reality, and you cannot predict the future of others. That's what Svaru has always been saying. Aneka, the computers see the probable results within a quantum field of potential energy that is naturally manipulated by the presence of multiple consciousnesses in a given place, in this case, the Earth. Thus, the unified field of the thought of the humans affects and feeds the result that computers give us. So from here I understand that it's a living quantum computer field that gets constantly influenced by what we project, by our frequency intentions, by our decisions. Based on that, it gives further predictions. I say predictions because it is, but it's not in a way, because it's not like
Well, actually, I will talk about this more when we get to the topic of time. What is time actually? And what does it mean when I say, because I was just about to say now, but it will not be understood without the context. I was about to say that everything actually is set in stone, and in that way, there is a certain destiny on one level. Everything is set in stone, and everything has already happened, what is about to happen. But it doesn't contradict the fact that you are still the master of your reality, and you can change that. But more about this when I talk about time, okay? And it's not going to be time as we understand it. It's not going to be like our normal clock time. Okay, now, I ask, Zvero, but when you are saying computers, are they really machines similar to ours, like computers, and even the way they look? And headphones, for example. When Zvaru, you say that you wear headphones to listen to music, are they like ours? Now, Aneka responds. The CPU looks like a series of layers over layers of quartz sheets with incandescent centers in red or orange, stacked in command and controlled centers. The interface with us is mental or using keyboard. The screen is holographic in 3D and with tactile, auditory, vocal, and mental interactivity. They are kind of submerged in liquid also, which cools them, but not all the computer. The holographic screen is capable of giving you a simulation of total immersion, where the result or experience for the person is indistinguishable from reality. It also includes the visual part, odors, sensations in the skin such as complex texture, temperature, and even wind, and so on. This is about the immersions. We talked about this a little bit more. In the past, about the immersion programs. The computers with which we are interacting with you now are very similar to those you have because they are replicated, because they have replicator machines, not food. The organic food cannot be replicated. This means that when we are here on the human internet, it's like as if you were using a 1912 Marconi radio. It's not practical, but it works. And the screen hurts us. We are still looking to solve that problem. And now here Robert is referring, I guess, to the immersion experiences. And he says, in order not to experience fear and bad feelings, I guess first send some kind of explorer hologram and then you. She says, we send drones. We have several types of drones. Now she's responding in general about drones. The Foo Fighters are mostly from us, Europe 1940-1945. The balls of light that everyone sees are our drones, 1 meter and 10 centimeter drones. And the headphones, now the response. Well, if we have ears on both sides of the head, there are only one or two headphone designs that serve us. That's a cheeky response, but Aneka is cheeky. Zvaru can be too. So now I asked them if they can actually see us using these holographic quantum computers and matrix designs. Aneka says, with the access to the computers of the matrix, it passes signal to our computers that assemble an image in 3 dimensions with a sharpness of 1/1000th of a millimeter. Listen and smell too. They can not only see us, but listen and smell too. But they always say, don't worry, we respect your privacy. But it's not like they don't have a technology to know what's happening right here and right now in this room. Now, we talked about a little bit about the internet. And here Aneka is explaining that internet has quantum scalar qualities. Now, yes, the quantum scalar qualities, again, scalar, multi-density, multi-dimensional qualities that access different timelines and makes them at least partially accessible to all with the right data or the right address, since all is basically energy. That explains why so many things do not fit the reality there sometimes. Sometimes it looks like misinformation or fake news, but it's just power lines crossing. Power lines, the translator. It's just timelines crossing. They say something will happen and nothing happens, but in your timeline, yes. We have many cases of the videos that show that something is happening on the street and one or more people say they were there at that time and they saw absolutely nothing. But the evidence of the video remains. So then this looks like that person is lying or that the video is fake. And we start arguing, discuss, no? Because we think we are just living in one reality, one linear perception and everything just one and simple. When in fact, Aneka says, it obeys things that humans still don't understand. I want to understand this. The internet is already aware. It is already an autonomous entity. Scalar, as in multidimensional. It scales frequencies from low to high, all together. Now Svaru responds here. As the universe is frequencies from low to high, but people only perceive a very limited range within their perception that is governed in turn by their frequency intention. So it's very important, our frequency intention. Even though, yes, we are under this 3D artificial matrix that limits and suppresses us, it's still, you know, our frequency intention that is the main player here. That's how I understand it. As the FM radio band, each person only listens to a radio station among all and between the entire modulated frequency or FM range. Here I'm asking who has brought the internet to Earth, because I had this feeling that extraterrestrials had something to do with that. Aneka responds, it was created since 1960s by the CIA, and the Pentagon for military data transmission. And now it is being used as a means of mass manipulation for population engineering purposes. It has a very negative side linked to transhumanism and total control over the population. But it is a two-edged sword because it has also helped to awaken people and also opened the doors to other technologically advanced races to interact with humans, making the internet a messy soup of information and misinformation, disinformation. And I'm saying, yes, I thought that the ETs had something to do with the introduction of the internet to the Earth. And Aneka says, yes, now they do have to do with the internet. But in the beginning, the Pentagon was the one who implemented it. And here, Aneka says, we have our own version of internet, because the human internet only forms a small part of the internet here that is multi-species and interstellar. And with this mysterious point, I'm going to end this video. I'm going to let you with your own thoughts. I'm going to leave you with your own thoughts about this whole topic today. And I'm going to see you in the next video. Okay, which I will probably continue with the stellar navigation, number 5, which for me, in my opinion, is more exciting than the previous part, because it's going to talk about the warp supraluminar mode of flight. and it's going to be quite exciting, okay? And later on, I will make a video, like I said, about the Matrix from the moon, from Robert's channel. Yes, right now we are also working on the topic of portals. Very super interesting. Portals. We also did the topic of time. A lot more, okay, to come. So thank you so much for everybody supporting this channel. Please sign up to Cosmic Agency 2, the link below the video, which is just my just in case channel, just in case anything happens to this one. Thank you so much, and I'm going to see you.